and welcome to Community Kitchen. We're talking time savers today. I know that it's that time of year when everyone's settling into the school rush and really there's a lot of commitments. Kids are getting tired, parents are busy. And I think that tray bakes and one-pot dinners are just fantastic. Social media teaches us so many new trends, and I love the way people take that simple recipe to a new level. Not bound by the original concept, and I think that just changes things that a little bit, doesn't it? This is the food industry, but refreshingly, social media has played a positive role in change. I like that. Also, mistakes play a really important part of creativity when you're cooking. And think of the Eaton's mess, Lamingtons. These things really, I think they just are fantastic. When you've made a bit of a botch up in the kitchen, what do you do? You know, you make a trifle or you make something a little bit different. But tray bakes, pot dishes are really easy, creative cooking that you can add to. Always a great way to use leftovers and to hide that little bit extra into the meals. Bit of veg, bit of flavour, which people sometimes don't really enjoy. But they don't have to be boring, as I said. Say, for example, if you go through a series of doing some interesting little patties, and you know how I always talk about utilising cooking time. If you're going to be doing, say, for example, some chicken patties or some meatballs or some pork patties or whatever, make that little bit extra because you can always make them into a fancy hamburger down the track. Say, for example, you're doing some chicken patties, about 400 grams of chicken mince, tablespoon of fish sauce, we're going a little bit Asian here, tablespoon of oyster sauce, about 3/4 of a tablespoon of brown sugar. If you want to put some garlic in there, which I would always do, 1/2 stick of lemongrass and about 1/4 of an onion. Now, this would make a great little burger, make some really nice little chicken patties. And you can cook these. You can do them in a coconut milk. You can put noodles in there. Even I noticed from the social media, a lot of people are just using the wontons as like a little bit of a gloop to take up the juices. But after you've done that, and you might have used some coconut milk, some really nice bok choy in there, rice, whatever you want to use with those patties, then you, of course, to make it that extra special, you can make a really good dipping sauce. And if I'm making an Asian dish dipping sauce or a salad dressing, make a bit extra. But this particular recipe that I was following the other day, and I've altered it around a little bit because I like to play with the recipes, 125 ml of water, about 2.5 tablespoons of caster sugar, 50 ml of fish sauce, 1/2 lime juice, 2 chilies and spring onions. So say, for example, visualising that, you've got your chicken patties, you've rolled them up, you've got a good bake tray, a little bit of a dish with a little bit of depth in it, place some veggies in there, as I said, some bok choy or some beans or whatever you like, put the chicken patties on top of it. If you're going to use some wonton wrappers, you can just screw them up into a little bench, little bunch. Put your coconut milk on top of it, and the you can put some sweet chili in there if you like, but you are going to get the flavours coming out of the chicken patties. And then, of course, you've got that dipping sauce, which you can add to as you eat it. And that's going to cook for about 20 minutes, 30 minutes in the oven. And I think just following along on that line, I noticed that another really popular dish, of course, is doing the dumpling bake, using about 1 cup of coconut milk, some garlic, some ginger, some soy sauce, about 3 tablespoons of soy sauce to 1 cup of coconut milk, 250 grams, 1 tablespoon of oyster, tablespoon of peanut butter, tablespoon of sesame oil, about 2 teaspoons of rice vinegar, and 4 cups of greens. I mean, you really want to put that in there, and some about 15 to 20 dumplings. And you're going to put that in the oven 200 for 25 minutes, and the dumplings are going to sit on top of the veg and all the flavouring. And that is a beautiful dumpling bake. It works. It's fantastic. Now, you can dress it up. At the end of it, you can put your coriander, you can put some extra chili, some sesame seeds, some roasted peanuts, squeeze of lime juice. But it's really going to give you that flavour. And thinking of flavour, when you're doing some of these tray bakes, having that sauce or a dressing really does lift it. So a couple of really, really simple, and I'm still talking Asian flavour here, a cup of coconut milk, about 2 tablespoons of curry powder, 2 teaspoons of turmeric, and about a teaspoon of fish sauce, and 1/2 squeeze of lime. And that is fantastic over, say, you've done some roasted vegetables, leftover roasted vegetables if you've got them. You might have that leftover barbecue chicken. Put that in the oven, veggies first, the leftover barbecue chicken. Pour that curry sauce over. You can even add the rice with some stock. And if you are going to be doing rice to stock, about 1.5 cups of basmati to 3 cups of stock. And once you've done that, then you can add your curry sauce at the end. But it's just a great way to get flavour into the dish. Another dressing that I use a lot, which I really do like, and if you're doing a tray bake, for example, of fish, which is just beautiful to do some fish on a tray bake, but remember to cook your veggies first. But a really nice Japanese sesame dressing, you can buy it on the shelf, I understand that, but 1 tablespoon of rice wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon of light soy sauce, 1 teaspoon of honey, and 3 teaspoons of mayo, and about 2 tablespoons of sesame seeds that are ground and toasted. And that just gives that little bit of extra flavour. I think that these sort of, well, I love flavour in my food, as you gather, but they just lift it up and give it that little extra hit. Now, as I mentioned before, if you're doing a fish tray, a fish bake, you would do, if you're doing your wedges or something like that first, you'd need to cook them for about 20 to 25 minutes prior to, especially if you're using a sweet potato, because they don't take as long as a regular potato. But a sweet potato is beautiful with fish. And if you imagine that with that nice curry sauce, absolutely beautiful. Or if you're going for the fish tray bake, you can put your panko covered fish on top of it, but you can make your own tartares too with 1 cup of mayo, about 1 tablespoon of dill, 1 tablespoon of capers. You can put some gherkins in there, lemon zest and a squeeze of lemon juice. Make double, it lasts and it's beautiful. I really like to do lamb chops as a tray bake, and what I normally do is I do a combination of sweet potato, purple onion, parsley, rosemary. I just put lots and lots of fresh herbs in there, pumpkin, eggplant, and olive oil, and I roast that off, and I usually marinate my chops before I put them on top of the sweet potato. And sweet potato combination, and simple marinade. I might use cumin powder, coriander powder, some turmeric, some smoked paprika, and finishing it off with something like a yogurt, coriander, mint, and I love chutney. So you can see how I'm just trying to get all of those beautiful flavours within that, but at the same time, everything's on the one tray. You might have to time it a little bit, but it really does save you a lot of time. Sausages are just great. But once again, you don't have to just use your regular sausages. Say, for example, if you get a really good Italian sausage, you can chop that up and use that with the pasta, a pasta sauce, or even a cream, where you're adding, once again, your veggies and fresh herbs into that. A tomato-based sauce is really beautiful with your regular meatballs or sausages. And thinking of how you usually, you know, in a family, you've got all different tastes. I think leaving some of those dressings or the sauces till the last does make a big impact too. But say, for example, if you're making any type of meatballs, whether they're the chicken patties I talked about, or you're doing a regular meatball or a pork, or even using something like your pork ribs, You can actually do the tray bakes, but you can also do them in a broth, a sauce, or with rice or with noodles. Once again, that sort of adds a really nice flavour to that. Using beans, tin beans, they really do add a nice flavour. Chickpeas, white beans, Mexican beans with meatballs and a really good spicy sauce is lovely. And once again, you can take that into putting it into soft tacos. I like things that I can take from the dinner table into my leftovers for lunch, which I am a bit of a nerd and pack my lunch every day. But I try to reduce my processed foods, and thinking that processed foods were only ever introduced to households just before World War II, so it was sort of like a shelf staple. Well, we've got such an abundance of beautiful foods now that we don't have to rely on that, and we can actually use a lot of fresh veggies and fresh produce at not a large expense. Just got to look out all the time, and for those staples that I class as like beans and tinned fish and things like that, it's you can find them on special and they really work well. I like the one pot dinners too, because once again, they're just so easy, aren't they, to make a really good bolognese. And if you've got an abundance of tomatoes or something like that, you can make your own sauces and really put a lot of the flavour into that sauce, just like you buy off the shelf. But they're your ingredients. You know what's in there, and you can actually dictate what is on the family table. But you know, so many people do so many great dishes where they're just putting into the one pot and cooking them on top of the stove. And I know as kids we used to have those when they were busy days, when mum and dad were working, and it was a good way to sort of take the sweat off the kitchen. But I think having that well-stocked pantry makes a very big difference to how you cook. And as we often talk about on Community Kitchen, utilising that time in the kitchen. Having, I know some purists are going to sort of cringe when I say that, but if you have leftover pasta, put it in a container in the freezer. If you have leftover rice, put it in a container in the freezer. If you've got that extra chicken that you bought, you know, barbecue chicken or something, and you haven't used it, shred it, put it in the freezer, because there's nights when you'll come home and you'll want to have that extra help. And having those things frozen and put away really, really do make a difference. And for example, we talked about the curry sauce before. If you've got rice frozen in the freezer and you've happened to make that curry sauce last week and you've got some leftover, and you've got some leftover roast chicken that you made on the weekend, or some fish or whatever it is, it really does extend that family meal. Takes a bit of slack off the monetary side of it, as well as the actual time. So Community Kitchen, we hope that you can enjoy your time in the kitchen. And of course, it's always a pleasure to be able to bring different recipes to you.